بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. In general, humans toil and strive. Indeed, Allah has created humankind into constant struggle. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Every person sets out in the morning to sell his soul, so he either frees it or he destroys it." People fall between experiencing pleasure and enduring hardship. They may become weakened by hardships to the point of humiliation, or may become intoxicated with favors to the point of defiance. Yet, the wise are those who neither deviate nor become defiant, and remain calm and composed in both states. They stand at the door of their Creator and Lord, asking Him for forgiveness and for well-being in their religious and worldly affairs, and in their families and in their wealth. That is because prioritizing well-being is an innate disposition that Allah has instilled in souls, for no one loves affliction and pain except the disturbed and those with a sealed heart. And well-being is the most essential need of Muslims after Iman and certainty of faith, for they can never do without it. Therefore, it is no wonder that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam frequently asked Allah for well-being. For instance, one of his supplications was, "O Allah, let me enjoy my sight and hearing and make them remain sound until I pass." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to command and urge the people to ask for well-being. It is narrated from Abbas ibn Abd al-Muttalib, may Allah be pleased with him, that he said, "I said, O Messenger of Allah, teach me something that I may ask Allah exalted." He replied, "O Abbas, O uncle of the Messenger of Allah, ask Allah for afia, well-being in this world and in the hereafter." It is also narrated that Abu Bakr stood upon the minbar, then wept and said, "The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stood upon the minbar the first year of Hijrah, then wept and said, ask Allah for pardon and afia, well-being, for verily none has been given anything better than afia." And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised his wife, Habiba, may Allah be pleased with her, by saying, "And if you ask Allah to grant you relief from the torment of the fire and from the punishment of the grave, it would be better for you." And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would supplicate for afia, well-being, during both during prayer and outside of it. For example, during prayer, he would supplicate while sitting between the two prostrations, saying, "O Allah, forgive me, have mercy on me, grant me afia, guide me, and provide for me." Among the supplications of the witr prayer, which he sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught to al-Hasan, may Allah be pleased with him, is, "O Allah, guide me among those you have guided, and grant me afia, well-being, among those you have granted afia." It was the habitual practice of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to ask for afia, well-being, from Allah every day and every night. Ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with them both, reported that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say, both in the evening and in the morning, "O Allah, I ask you for forgiveness and afia, well-being, in this world and the hereafter. O Allah, I ask you for forgiveness and afia in my religious and my worldly affairs. O Allah, conceal my faults, calm my fears, and protect me from before me and behind me, from my right and from my left, and from above me, and I seek refuge in you from being taken unaware from beneath me." Before sleep, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say, "O Allah, you created my soul and you will cause it to die. To you belong its death and its life. If you cause it to live, then protect it, and if you cause it to die, then forgive it. O Allah, I ask you for afia, well-being." And when a Muslim awakens from sleep, he says, "All praise is due to Allah who restored my soul to me, granted me afia, well-being in my body, and allow me to remember him." It is also recommended to supplicate for afia, well-being, for the deceased. In the funeral prayer, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would supplicate, "O Allah, forgive him, have mercy upon him, grant him afia, and pardon him." And when visiting the graves, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say, Peace be upon you, inhabitants of this place, among the believers and the Muslims. If Allah wills, we will join you. I ask Allah for afia for us and for you. Among the things from which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sought refuge was a loss or sudden change of afia. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say, O Allah, I seek refuge in you from the disappearance of your blessings, from the removal of your afia, from the suddenness of your punishment, and from all that which displeases you. Were it not for Allah's favor of granting afia, well-being, a person's life would be miserable, and they would be burdened with hardship. Their existence would be marred and corrupted. Therefore, believers, when enjoying afia, recognize every blessing that they possess and do not disdain even one of them. Their tongues are ever busy praising Allah for having granted them afia, well-being, regardless of what they miss out on from this worldly life. A person's afia, well-being, can be lost, removed, reduced, or compromised due to two factors. The first is in matters of religion, through doubts or unlawful desires. Ibn al-Qayyim, may Allah have mercy on him, said, the heart is afflicted by two diseases. If they become entrenched in it, they will lead to its destruction and death. They are the disease of desires and the disease of doubts. This is the origin of the disease of humankind, except those whom Allah has granted afia. A worldly matter is the second factor that can cause afia to be taken away or diminished. For example, this can be due to physical ailments, as is evident from the Prophet ﷺ saying, whoever among you wakes up secure in his dwelling, with afia in his body, and with provision for his daily needs, it is as if the world has been granted to him. It may also be lost through hostility from an adversary, be he jinn or man, as the Prophet ﷺ said, O people, do not wish for an encounter with the adversary. Rather, ask Allah for afia, and when you meet them, be patient. And afia, well-being, may diminish in matters of family and wealth. Thus, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would supplicate, O Allah, I ask you for forgiveness and for afia in my religious and worldly affairs, and in my family and in my wealth. Whoever Allah has granted afia has truly been saved, succeeded, prospered, and achieved success. And whoever desires the continuation of well-being and safety should be conscious of Allah Almighty. For indeed, whoever is conscious of Allah is clothed in afia and has a praiseworthy outcome. There are those who are not watchful of Allah, and their consciousness of Him has weakened. They do not restrain their limbs from disobeying their Lord or from violating His commands. When the call to prayer is proclaimed, they treat it lightly and do not respond. And when invited to adhere to what Allah has enjoined, they refuse, become arrogant, and reject those who advise them. How many people are enveloped by afia, well-being, immersed in its blessing, that pain and affliction never occur to them, so much so that they even deride those who suffer, failing to be grateful to Allah for having granted them safety and afia. How much we are in need, while we are secure in the fortress of afia, well-being, to be alert and awake, to repent and turn back, and to supplicate in times of prosperity before calamity befalls. Abdul-A'la al-Taymi, may Allah have mercy upon him, said, increase in your asking for afia, for the one afflicted, even if his affliction intensifies, is not more deserving of supplication than the one who enjoys afia and is free from affliction. Those who are afflicted today were only the people who enjoyed afia, well-being, yesterday. And those who will be afflicted after today are only those who have afia today. What can one who lingers in disobedience to Allah expect? That he will have for the remainder of his life an affliction that smothers him in this world and disgraces him in the hereafter? Ibn al-Jawzi, may Allah have mercy upon him, said, happy is the one who humbles himself for the sake of Allah and asks for afia, well-being. For afia is never granted in an absolute sense. Indeed, affliction is inevitable. Yet the wise continually ask for afia, so that it dominates the majority of their affairs. A person should realize that there is no way to purely obtain what they love. For in every portion there is some bitterness, and in every morsel some hardship. Truly, patience is only over what has been decreed. and it is rare that decrees align to the desires of the self. A wise person is one who reconciles himself to being patient with a promise of reward and the easing of matters, so that the period of affliction passes without complaint, and then he turns to Allah asking for afiyah. Be mindful that Allah has honored us and bestowed countless blessings upon us, for Allah has spared us from the afflictions that have befallen others. So be conscious of Allah's favors and express your gratitude through acts of obedience and seeking to draw closer to Allah Almighty. O Allah, we ask you for forgiveness and afiyah in our religious and our worldly affairs. Indeed, Allah is all hearing, answering. هذا والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله.